The Haines Planning and Zoning Commission had their say about gates installed on the Chilkoot River corridor last month. The planners scrutinized the action, and now they're requesting more information about how the gates came to be.
I guess I distrust this. They don't put gates in without the intentions of closing it.
That's Commissioner Brenda Josephson. She wasn't the only one that spoke up, criticizing the decision to install the gates. Here's Commissioner Larry Giese.
We're talking a development that's funded for putting in Bear View and area, and where would you start that development by putting the gate up first? It just doesn't logically make sense.
The gates were installed last month by the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. Earlier this year, they took over management of the road from the Department of Transportation. Haines Park Ranger Travis Russell joined the meeting by phone. He said, since DNR took over, this is the first step in managing the road.
The reason the gate went in is so that if there is an emergency out there where we would need to restrict access, we have the ability to close that. So it's simply a management tool.
Haines resident Pam Randall spoke up, raising concerns about the gates not being part of the original project.
The gate that is out there now was never on the plans, and the plans went through a whole public hearing process and all the rest of it. Do you have any idea why that was changed?
According to Southeast State Park Superintendent Mike Eberhardt, the gates are separate from the bear viewing and entrance improvement project that is underway.
While this gate is being done in conjunction with the bear viewing project, it really doesn't have too much to do with the bear viewing project.
He says in this case, it's not really up to the public.
It's not a question we're going to ask the public. We don't ask them if we need a gate to keep our facilities safe.
Eberhardt says now that DNR is managing the road, they have a responsibility to make sure it's safe. He says this isn't a unique incident, and it would have happened regardless of whether they were making more improvements.
As we take over management of the Chilkoot Road, and it's no longer a open and, you know, just a general public road, it's now a park road, we put a gate on it. And that is a safety measure that we do on all of our controlled facilities.
Commissioners also raised concerns about historical artifacts in the area. Here's Lee Heinmiller.
The reason they surfaced the road to begin with is because so much historic, you know, stuff was coming up. I mean, middens were there. The skull that, you know, human remains that they recovered a few years ago rolled out of the hillside, you know, 50 feet from where that gate is.
DNR received a letter from the State Historic Preservation Office in 2014 that has found no adverse effect anticipated from the proposed project. Though they asked DNR to consider historical concerns and minimize effects to significant cultural resources. Here's Russell.
They have specific instructions. If they uncover anything that's archaeological, they have to stop work immediately.
The commissioners asked to see all communications, including emails and meeting notes, that related to the decision to install the gate. Work on the bear viewing project is scheduled to continue into 2017, with hopes of completing it before the fall. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.